Ready for our vacations this weekend?
Where are you going? Oh, you're going to Cooked For. You're just going to a cabin to freeze in Ohio.
No, it's
going to
be like in the mid-50s.
Yeah, well, it's going to be the 80s in Florida. So suck it down. I was trying to think of some sort of Disney word that rhymed with Daikatana, but Daikatana will do.
Does anything rhyme with Daikatana?
Mas Kanata.
Star Wars reference.
Last week I was going on how excited I was like do a midnight launch for the Switch, and then I like right afterwards I realized, oh god, GDC is going till March 3rd. I would not be home.
Yeah, that sucks.
Really, that was really.
I was
depressing.
Excited too.
Oh no, it's a bummer.
I guess Chris and I continue our tradition of Nintendo console launches.
Oh well, you're gonna grab mine too, I guess.
Yeah, don't forget to. Yeah, you got time, but forget to put me down as a recipient.
I'm gonna be like flying home on the 3rd in that plane for like 7 hours. Like,
oh, wish I was playing Zelda.
I'd be like, if one day. Seriously, it's so awful.
Like, what? Like, this is like the worst timing ever.
It is. It's so stupid. Ugh. Ah, freaking GDC. All right. But yeah, so we're kind of continuing our sort of march to the Switch launch here. We're going
to
kind of...
March to March.
Yeah. Sure. We're going to try to talk about what is the best Nintendo console so far, this new one coming up. With some possible early candidates here, but it'd be kind of just a fun excuse to kind of go through some stuff here and figure it out. So, I guess we can do this chronologically.
So, all right, what's your favorite game and watch?
What's your mom? Yeah, oh man, the one where you move the squid.
Anyway, Nintendo Entertainment System.
So yeah, so the NES. The NES was kind of a fun time since it was like the one time where there was only one. Like everyone had NES.
Yeah, and you know it was this new thing. At least us, like.
Well, gosh, I was like three. Everything was a new thing.
Well, sure, but like even me, who was five, It was weird because, like I was born and, like, kind of came into the age where I might have played a game like that, like, in between the crash that happened post-Atari. So, like, you know, we never had an Atari or an Amiga or a C64 or any of that stuff. Mm-hmm. Like, Nintendo was, like, as far as we were concerned, where video games started. Mm-hmm.
I'm always still really glad that that's what I grew up with, like, right when the NES was a thing.
Mm-hmm.
I'm really happy about that. Yeah. Like, I don't know if I would pick a different time. Like, I would not want to, like, be, like, I would not want to be born in 96 as opposed to 86, and I wouldn't want to be born in 76 as opposed to 86. Mm. I was real happy with how the timing worked out. Thanks, parents.
The 90s were a pretty good time to be growing up, I feel like, overall.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. We felt super safe for a while.
Yeah, we had good stuff happening.
Yeah, that was great for a bit
great,
there.
Great Disney movies, good video game times.
Oh, man, that's good stuff.
It's all wonderful.
And we'd have to watch PewDiePie talk about Nazis.
Oh, brother.
But, yeah, so it was a pretty nice time.
So, in the interest of brevity, because we're going through a lot, let's say what our two favorite games in each of these consoles are in an attempt to kind of whittle down which one might be the best.
Oh, man, that's interesting. Okay, wow, well, I can't pick two Mega Man games?
No.
Because I probably would.
I know.
Well, Mega Man 3 is my favorite Mega Man, but just, like, in general, those Mega Man games, man, I loved all that stuff. That was mm-hmm. so great. And then, I mean, you gotta throw a Mario in there, right?
Probably.
You know, Mario 3 was, it's interesting, because you play Mario 3, there's still so much of that feels like... If somebody made a 2D platform right now, it's still gonna kind of look like Mario 3.
Right.
But even, like, Mario 1, you'd be like, well, this is, like, really neat, and was it pretty well, but you can kind of tell how it's primitive here, and here. And, like, Mario 3, a lot of that stuff's even gone.
Yeah.
It's just like, oh, it's just a platformer, and they did it.
Yep.
Right, so, and those are, oh, gosh, yeah, those are two good. But there are so, I mean, I'm not going to go into detail, but there are so many, like, franchises that started on the NES that kind of went on for, so, I mean, the Castlevania games have always been really cool. I mean, one of the problems is, like, a lot of the Nintendo games specifically kind of just have better versions come out in the Super Nintendo.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Metroid 1 Suit was, like, a super cool big deal, but you would rather play Super Metroid. Zelda 1, you'd rather play Link to the Past. Mario, for some people, I think it's a little less clear, but I'd rather play Super Mario World.
Mm-hmm.
So, anything. And then, you know, like, the NES, you have, like, these, the starts of all these RPG franchises, like Dragon Quest and Final Fantasy, but, you know, they're pretty primitive there. And then on Super Nintendo, they're like, oh, this is really cool, I like this, yeah. What about you? Do you have, like, two different favorites?
Well, Mega Man 3, I'd probably put on my list as well. God, probably Super Mario 3. I was trying to be... like, even Zelda. We played Zelda.
But we never beat Zelda.
And we were almost too young for it. Like, I mean, by the time of...
I forget, Zelda 1 was... It had, like, moments where it was like, you put a bomb in this wall and it's not marked, but that's how you progress the game. Yeah. So good luck.
By the time, you know, Link to the Past, rather, came, like, we were like, okay, like, we know what's going on.
Yeah, we were kind of ready for it. Well, if there's that, there's like, let's try Zelda 2. Maybe he's like, what?
Yeah. What is... I don't know. I played a lot of Zelda 2 as a kid. I don't know if I ever beat a dungeon.
Right. He's always starting it, and like, all right, let's get to this town, and let's walk around, and I'm dead.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
I had no idea what was going on.
Right. Yeah, Zelda 2 is almost a game, like, now I can appreciate way, way more. Like, I find it interesting.
When it came out on the Wii Virtual Console first time, me and my roommate were like, oh, we're going to beat Zelda 2. I think we beat a dungeon, and then we were like, this is hard.
Right. It is just interesting just how different they went with that. Like, right. Like, even Mario 2, as different as it was because it was just, like, a reskinned game, is a much more like Mario 1 than Zelda 2 mm-hmm. is to Zelda 1. But there, you know which one I could have put on there was DuckTales. Man, I like DuckTales.
DuckTales was a great game.
Oh, my God, DuckTales was so good. All those, same thing with the Darkwing Duck game, which was basically just Mega Man.
It was just Mega Man, yeah.
Chip and Dale game and stuff like that. But, I mean, there's just, yeah, the NES is just so neat. So it's such a fun time, and it is fun playing this. Like, I love the NES Classic and just playing all those, you know, like Ninja Gaiden and just so many cool games on that. But yeah, apparently the problem is I do think the Super Nintendo kind of just trumps it in a lot of ways because, you know, you have the classic Mega games are always going to be a Mega Man X, which is really good.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Mario World, Super Metroid. Like, if you had to do the two games thing here, I'd probably say Super Metroid. I'll just go ahead and... Oh, God, no, it's really hard. Super Metroid for sure, and then there's like all these other ones where I'm like, what, Final Fantasy VI, Super Mario World, Link to the Past, Chrono Trigger, man, like those are the ones that are like in that next tier for me.
No, it's Super Metroid and Zelda.
I don't know if it's that easily Zelda. I mean,
pretty easy. I mean, my number three, if I'm going to cheat, is Mega Man X, because that's my favorite Mega Man.
Oh, Mega Man X is so good.
But yeah, it's like... Those are like I think still the two shining examples of each of those franchises.
Yeah, well, Super Nintendo just had really, really good platformers like the Mega Man, Mario World, Yoshi's Island. Oh, Yoshi's Island belongs in that tier too. Yoshi Island is so good.
And the funny thing about the SNES to me, I think it holds up better today more than any other Nintendo console. And I'm including like the Wii and Wii U.
Yeah, you're kind of right.
Because we've had that shift back to that pixel art style in so many games. But, like, these were just doing it, and they were doing it better than anyone else. Like, you know, I can admit this now that the console wars are over.
Sure.
It looked better than the Sega Genesis.
If right now, you'd rather have a Super Nintendo than a Sega Genesis.
Yeah. So, like, you know, people make games that look like Link to the Past.
Right.
Like, right now. Mm-hmm. So it just looks like a game still.
Yeah, and it was pretty long, healthy span. Like, you know, like, up... the start, you had Super Mario World, and then by the end, you still had, like, Donkey Kong Country 3, which is, like, another really good 2D platformer.
Mm-hmm.
It's, you know, the hits just keep on coming there.
I loved reading that story in Console Wars, the book, where the guy is showing some upper-up at Nintendo. He's showing him Donkey Kong Country, and he thinks he's looking at an Ultra 64 game.
Oh, yeah.
He's like, oh, so all the Ultra 64 games look this good? He's like, oh, no, this is a Super Nintendo game still. Like, that was wild. Because remember the first time you saw Donkey Kong Country?
Yeah, it was a huge deal.
It was revelatory. It was incredible.
It was one of the first times, like, outside of, like, a console launcher, people were like, look at the graphics on this Super Nintendo game.
Yeah, like a late lightning. Same thing with Star Fox.
Star Fox,
remember
yeah.
the Super FX chip was in the cartridge. 3D polygons. Like what's going
even
on?
Even now, there's still, like, all these Super Nintendo games that I haven't even played yet that, like, I'm like, getting to, like, Secret of Mana, you know? Like, people talk about that forever. I'm just like, now, like, oh, I have that. I can play that now. And, like, I want to get Demon's Crest, which is kind of this Ghost and Goblins spinoff. Just all these really just super cool games. Yeah, the game library for Super Nintendo is just ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
It was just a lot of fun. And yeah, it is interesting because it is, like, this is the start of, like, cross-platform games, but most of the best Super Nintendo games are kind of exclusives and stuff.
Oh,
like
still,
that.
Yeah.
Was Contra 3 Alien Wars, was that only Super Nintendo that also came out?
I do not know.
I can't remember. That's not a good one. But there's so many. Okay, so Nintendo 64... I'm not a Justice 4 hater, but I'm always kind of a contrarian with it, I feel like.
Well, I mean, I guess if you're going to pick the two best game systems, again, you're Mario and Zelda.
Yeah, right.
And I'd give Star Fox the honorable mention.
There has to be one a little bit more exciting than that.
Is there? I mean, we never got a Metroid.
Well, I know some people, a lot of people love GoldenEye. GoldenEye is like, there's always like that one game, like people have like that one mainstream game that like they get upset about, like because they don't like it. GoldenEye has always been that game for me, like since it came out.
I mean, don't get me wrong, we played a lot of GoldenEye.
You played a lot of GoldenEye. You forced me to. I never liked GoldenEye that much.
A single player.
Maybe we were a little spoiled because we had a decent computer already, so we could play, like...
Half-Life.
even Half-Life was, like, shortly after that. Even before then, you had Quake and stuff. And it was like, you know, you play Quake, you get, you know, full-on, you know...
With that Voodoo 2 card, and they're getting 60 frames per second.
Right, then you go from that to...
And 1080 by 724. Right,
it's like, I think even then, I knew the difference. I'm like, oh, this is so clunky with a controller. 1024 seconds. And, like, and I think a lot of people, that was, like, the first time they were even playing a first-person shooter outside of maybe Doom, which didn't even have the full, like, mouse look and stuff, so... Whatever, but yeah, I never got. And same thing, it was a Perfect Dark, really. Just that's never
Perfect
really.
Dark was the first game to ever make me motion sick.
Wow. That was a weird game.
But yeah, I mean, Mario 64, I think, still actually holds up.
Oh,
today.
Yeah, God. Oh, God, yeah.
Mario same thing with Zelda. People still play Ocarina of Time.
Right, and that's like, there's definitely some great game. And the party aspect of the system was cool.
Yeah,
it was Mario Kart and Mario Party.
Interesting to have the four controller ports built into it. Like, right, that was a big deal at the
time.
That
was actually. Like a real big separate between that and the PlayStation 1. Like, PlayStation 1 was like, you know, you think of those games, you think of like Metal Gear, Final Fantasy, like Tomb Raider games, you're playing by yourself, like Crash Bandicoot. Mario, it's not 64, a lot of people were playing those party games.
Yeah, Mario Kart, all the wrestling games that came out, those were the best wrestling games.
Oh,
still.
Yeah, people loved those. Yeah, No Mercy and stuff like that. WCW versus NWO Revenge. So, yeah.
That's weird. That I think about it. Yeah, like that was like the wrestling game system. It from was. Both sides, WWF and WCW had like amazing wrestling.
The WCW
games.
People made that game, and then WWF got them to make the WWE No Mercy. It's like the same engine,
same developer, and everything.
Basically.
Seems yeah.
It's just like which promotion do you like better?
Yeah, all right. WCW versus NWO. That was the best. Man, do you have that? Is that something? I know you have one of the wrestling games.
I have No Mercy right now, though it's not working. We need to exchange it.
Oh, bummer.
But
they had WCW versus NWO. That'd be the best.
You know, I'm a WWF one.
But that was the one. That was the thing. I didn't even
see that. Yeah, no, we actually played Revenge more because we didn't really. It was a little early at the time. Like, we weren't. We were probably watching. I don't know.
I was watching WWF. I hated WCW because I was a WWF fanboy. But we played. WCW NWO.
Well, it came out first.
Yeah, because that was the game. It was like, at least Hulk Hogan was in it. I knew who he was.
I knew some people. Yeah, it's funny because I knew some people because of that game before. Like, I knew him later, like Sting and Rey Mysterio.
Exactly.
Like, yeah. All right. So, Nintendo 64 is probably not making it. So, the GameCube. Man, I mean, every year I look back on the GameCube with more and more fondness. I loved that system. I'm a big GameCube fan. I could say some of the things about the GameCube. And if you're going to do the two game thing, Metroid Prime 1 and Wind Waker, I think that's pretty easy.
Yeah.
A lot of Metroid, Zelda, Mario with with these systems, huh?
Mm-hmm.
But you still have Mario Sunshine, which is this really fun Mario. Like, maybe it's not as good as Mario 64, which is kind of like the one.
I still liked it.
I still liked it a lot. Yeah, it was great. But yeah, Metroid Prime was so good.
That game was.
Well, especially when it came
that
out.
That was, I think, a more impressive leap from 2D to 3D than Mario was in some ways.
Because it was actually more literal in a way. It was maybe more in line with Zelda, where it really still felt like that game, like a Metroidvania kind of thing.
Yeah, but I think what makes it more impressive is when Zelda went from 2D to 3D, it was still fundamentally an overhead perspective action RPG.
Mm-hmm.
Mario is still a platformer. You just added a dimension. Metroid took, you know, that 2D side-scrolling, turned it to a first-person shooter, but still maintained everything that makes Metroid Metroid.
Right, well, and it still, like, was able to do platforming with, like, just, like, this kind of, like, weird smart way that you would, like, see below you when you were jumping.
Yeah, because remember, like, before that, the only first-person platforming we had was Jumping Flash.
Yeah.
And the way they got around it was you just jumped really high.
Yeah.
So you had, like, all the time in the world to stick your landing. And just the way that camera subtly shifted down every time you jumped made it work really well.
And this was the scanning game where we started scanning things.
Yeah, and
you're still doing stuff like that. Like, I mean, I'm not I'm playing Horizon right now for review, and I can't say, you know, anything really about it, except I don't think it's a surprise you scan things in that game, and even still now, I'm like, oh, it's like Metroid Prime.
Scan this enemy, learn its weakness, and its history.
Exactly. It's like so much of that stuff is still, like, having influence. It's just, like, it was still, like, cool, because it was like Super Metroid. It was, like, a very silent game for the most part.
Outside. Yeah.
Like, you still had that isolation.
No one was talking.
That sense of exploration.
And honestly, I think the mechanic that was the most important thing they got right was the transition in and out of the Morph Ball.
Oh, it was so neat.
It worked so well.
Yeah, the fact that, like, you almost would expect the Morph Ball to be a casualty of, like, well, we're going through you. We can't do the Morph Ball anymore. We'll do something else. Like, no, we'll just have the Morph Ball, too, and it's going to be great. It's like, oh, okay. Well, all right, then. Bombs aren't quite as useful as these, but hey, it's cool.
So why Wind Waker?
Oh, God, Wind Waker is so good. Oh, why Wind Waker? It's, like, evident at this point. You still look at that game. Even the non-HD version just looks better than, like, every other game still. Mm-hmm. Just ridiculous how pretty that game was. And then it still kind of has, like, the Zelda trappings are good, these excellent dungeons, these kind of cool towns. Like, it felt more alive than Ocarina of Time, that, you know, where, like, people just kind of walking around or basically just standing still. Like, there's only one
in the animation loop.
Yeah, exactly. You know, it's just a bit more dynamic than that. I love the sailing. I know people still, like, say, well, sailing is boring. I still think that's just really cool. And just how that,
one of the things always impressed me about that game is the way it, like, made the presence of wind palpable.
Yeah.
Like, you knew there was wind.
Especially back then. It was like, yeah, because it literally, like, blew his hat around. You could see the little streams of it kind of going.
Yeah, around. I always thought that was impressive, like, how they got that right.
Yeah, just, like, just the way, like, I remember just, like, the particle effects. Like, the smoke would still look like that art style and stuff like that. It's a really cool ending. But, yeah, that's still my favorite Zelda game and just one of my favorite games ever. God, I sure do love me my Wind Waker.
It's number two.
Oh, what's your first one?
Link to the Past, man. I still love it. And honestly,
well, Link Between Worlds
is a close number three.
Yeah, I don't blame you. But there's a lot of good GameCube games, really.
Well, GameCube was the one system, it feels like, where Nintendo got all their franchises out.
Yeah.
Like, there was a phenomenal F-Zero. There's an incredible Wave Race.
I think there wasn't a great Kirby game, but we had, like, the Kirby Air Slide. That was kind of it for Kirby.
But Kirby's never been big on the consoles.
No, I would argue. He's been more portable for the most part. Like, for a little bit, he was on there. Like, he had some
Wii
games.
Kirby Superstars was kind of like a remix of the GBA game with better
graphics.
Or the NES game.
That was one part of it. But no,
but that's, like, the part I remember.
Kirby Superstar is much more than that. Kirby Superstar is great. But yeah, sure, a little bit. But yeah, that's just kind of fun. But there's also some cool third party. I mean, Resident Evil 4 was on there first.
That's where it started.
Yeah,
this is weird.
Yeah, right. Strange to think about that.
And also,
Tales of Symphonia.
It was an impossible task. But if you could get four people with Game Boys playing Final Fantasy Crystal Chronicles... That was really rad.
Oh, the Mario Kart was one of the best Mario Karts for a long.
Oh, Double Dash.
I love Double Dash. Smash Bros. Melee. Almost forgot Smash Bros. Melee. Yeah. Oh my god. That might actually have to be one of the two. The Smash Bros. Melee was so good. It was so good that, like, after Brawl came out, I still liked Melee more for quite a while. Like, some people still like Melee more even with Smash Bros. 4 out. But god, Smash Bros. Melee was just so good. I played that game for, like, a decade.
Mm-hmm.
Just never got tired of it. It was so much fun.
We got a good port of Phantasy Star Online.
And a lot of cool Sega things. You had, like, the two 3D Sonic games came out on there. The Sonic Adventure 1, 2, and then, like, Shadow the Hedgehog, sure.
Oh, yeah.
So now I'm talking myself about that one. But, yeah, it's Skies of Arcadia, Phantasy Star Online, Monkey Ball 1 and 2 were great. Mm-hmm. Oh, my gosh.
And the Game Boy Player was awesome. I love the Game Boy Player.
Like, beautiful. Like, Capcom did stuff like Beautiful Joe.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Like, so it's like one of those things where at first you're like, oh, yeah, the GameCube had some good games. And you kind of think about it. Like, GameCube had a lot of really good games. And it actually did have a lot of the third party stuff, like the Tony Hawk games you could play on there. They're, you know, real good.
Well, it was the last time they were kind of graphically competitive.
It actually was. Yeah, that's true.
Which makes you, now that you've gone through this list of great first and third party content, it makes you wish that they were. I mean, they're going to be closer with the Switch, but still a little bit behind.
Right. It's actually weird because they were, like, actually in the middle because it looked better than PlayStation 2 and, like, a little worse than Xbox. But yeah, it was, like, very graphically competitive.
Yeah.
It's kind of strange how much so. Yeah, there's just so many. God, I love the GameCube. Great system. The Wii!
Well, I mean, you have the Galaxy games.
Yeah, the Galaxy games, you have Skyward Sword. The Wii's a weird system now, because it's still hard to see what its legacy is. Because, like, when you think about it, you almost think, that was a real big success, but don't make me play it now.
Yeah. Well, and again, it
was just really cool for a while, and then, like, All right.
It was really hard, especially like at the time of Skyward Sword, to not be playing a game in high def. It just, you know, that was just awful.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
No way around
it. Well, I mean, it wasn't as bad as maybe it could have been, but it was definitely sometimes like, I wish it was a little prettier.
Yeah, we were still hooking it up with component cables. You're like, come on. Yeah. Come on. Yeah, a little bit. You know? Same thing, like Xenoblade, great game. And you're looking at it, you're like, this would look so much better in high def. And then because of the Dolphin emulator, we know that's true.
Yeah.
You know? Like, those games look phenomenal when you put them on an upscaler like that. Yeah, the
Galaxy
games,
oh gosh.
Yeah, oh, the Galaxy and my Galaxy. Have I shown you that yet?
Yeah, hell yeah, it's incredible. It's incredible. Someday we'll get to play it like that on like an actual Nintendo thing, I think.
Right, okay. That'd be nice.
But yeah, no, for sure. Yeah, it is kind of strange, like, I guess, yeah, that just, system right, you know, now.
I mean, ironically, Skyward Sword ranks very highly in my list of Zelda games.
Yeah,
I like that game a lot. But I like Skyward Sword. But again, it's like the only way I'm ever going to play it in the future is like to keep my Wii around or to emulate it and get like the right Bluetooth thing I need for a Wii remote.
There's no real caveat with the Galaxy games. Those games are just phenomenal. Mm-hmm. I won't say anything bad about those. Galaxy 2 might be my favorite Mario game. I love it. But yeah, besides like the Metroid, like you had Corruption 3, which is like Prime again. Like, okay, then I know I liked Other M. And I don't love it, but most people hate it. So you have that.
Even Corruption 3, it's too much talking. It wanted to be Halo.
Oh well, yeah, it was trying to be a little Halo. But and then there were like a lot of franchises that like, are starting to like just kind of be missing. Like you don't really have an F-Zero.
Mm-hmm.
You do have a Punch-Out game out of nowhere, which is actually pretty fun.
Yeah.
I enjoyed that, right? But, yeah, it would kind of just, you know, it is this weird system right now. It's like, I don't really need my Wii anymore. So, how about the Wii U?
Mario Maker's cool.
There are some good games on the Wii U. Its software library may actually be
better than the Wii.
Well, if it wasn't for, like, those Wii-heavy hitters like Galaxy and Zelda, because we don't have, like, a true... We had two real good HD versions of Wind Waker and Twilight Princess, so that was cool.
I think Mario Maker is the only game...
Splatoon, I don't know, Splatoon.
No, but I was going to say, the only game that justified why you need a tablet and the TV screen.
Sure, that might be true.
Splatoon was good.
Splatoon was great.
It made a good use of the tablet with like the map and the being able to tap the fly.
Integral.
But I mean, the Switch is showing us, you know, you didn't really need that. Right. God, what else on the Wii U? I mean,
Mario 3D World was good. It wasn't like my exact cup of tea.
That game was a disappointment to me.
You didn't really have the Metroid. You had a very good Mario Kart. Mario Kart was really good on there. Were other things. What else? Like Wonderful 101 was actually cool. I always thought that was kind of underappreciated. Bayonetta 2 was super fun. You don't like, and I don't like Bayonetta, but I liked Bayonetta 2. But yeah, it was definitely not a super strong system.
It's a good version of Smash.
Yeah, oh, Smash is great.
That you still want to play with GameCube controllers.
Yeah, then which is funny. Says something, yeah. So, but yeah, the Wii U, it's maybe it's not last, but it's close.
It's real close.
It might be last. Still strange, so we'll see what happens. It's funny how already with the Switch, I feel like Breath of the Wild and Mario Odyssey might be like better than like almost all the Wii U games. And Splatoon 2, the one Splatoon game, like the first year of the Switch might be better than like
all of Wii U.
So we'll see.
Yeah, the problem with the Wii U is in the last 2 years, there's like a new game every 6 months.
Right, it's like the point where they had to make a real big deal about that Star Fox game that was...
Which was terrible.
It wasn't terrible, I liked it, but... I know, so a lot of people don't know, but yeah, so there that was. So what's the best one, AJ?
Super Nintendo, I say.
Super Nintendo probably is, but the GameCube sure is a sentimental favorite of mine, man. And I think it's not as far off as some people might think. Like, if I said GameCube, you'd be like, whoa, but think about it, it's close.
The reason the GameCube's not going to win this argument in general, I feel like, is we all have a nostalgia for the SNES right now, being in our 30s, and... 10 years from now, you're not going to find as many people who have that GameCube nostalgia because there just weren't as many GameCube owners.
I guess
as
there were Super Nintendo. See, I have a GameCube nostalgia right now. See, GameCube has been picking up some nostalgia.
Oh, I think so too. But if you want to talk about like how many people have memory, like the GameCube is nostalgic for gamers, but everyone has a Super Nintendo.
Sure. No, I understand. It's why when you make an NES Classic. Or when they make an SNES Classic, it will be like a mass market thing. Mm-hmm. Whereas a GameCube Classic will be more niche. I would love it.
Yes.
Make that, please.
Yes.
Can you imagine a cute little like GameCube with like it still has a handle? Oh my god. Oh my god. It's just they still make GameCube controllers. You can just have the normal parts.
Yeah, right. We all have them.
Do it. Oh my god, it'd be great. But yeah, even just now, I just love the GameCube, man. I got Rogue Leader.
Oh, Rogue Leader was so good.
It's just all so good. There's just so many good games, man.
Although Rogue Squadron 3 was kind of bad.
Yeah, but you can still just play Rogue Leader.
Yeah, that's true. Just go back to that.
It's like, every world guard was something different. Like, no.
No, you don't.
All right. Well, okay then. So I guess we'll go with SNES. Sure. All right. What else? Anything you've been playing? Anything fun? Play more fun?
Fire Emblem, man. Yeah. I am really enjoying this game.
We had the first kind of like paralogue update,
which it gives me hope that the way that update was handled because it introduced new characters,
mm-hmm. and from some of the games that weren't represented, including Sacred Stones, which I was excited about, one of my faves.
It was also cool that it gave you like my worry was that the ability to get the orbs for free was going to dry up. But, like, that introduced, like, you basically got 9 orbs.
Right.
By doing that, which was not a huge deal. Plus, they in a stunning example of listening to their fans, which Nintendo does not have a strong history for, they are not going to increase the stamina training costs, and they're not going to add a cost to equipping skills.
Good.
Because supposedly that was supposed to be, like, a launch promo.
Right.
And everyone was like, we don't have enough stamina already.
Right.
Like, you're going to increase it?
How about you don't do that?
So they agreed. So that's cool. So yeah, very fun. I like it a lot.
Very cool. All right. Yeah, I haven't really been doing too much that I could talk about, but I'm getting pretty close to the end of Trails in the Sky, so that's fun. And I'm hitting the 50-hour mark too. So that's pretty. I can say that pretty long for a JRPG.
Oh, sure.
Most take me about 30 hours. So and so on. Just like that, like direct sequel too. So it's when you're not playing like a Final Fantasy or Dragon Quest, and there's like the next one is like literally like a direct sequel. Right. It's like, why are they going to call Dash 2? It's just called 2. All right, then. Well, thanks for listening to the Exploding Barrel Podcast. You can find more of us at ebpodcast.com. You can follow us on Facebook, Twitter. Be sure to go to the iTunes Music Store and Google Play. Leave us reviews. We always appreciate that. We'll see you next week right here on the Exploding Barrel Podcast.
Bye-bye.